Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I'll tell you what, we don't like to just talk about things around here. We like to get things done. We like to make things happen. Folks, we have got a brand new burger. Thanks to this show, thanks to this statewide tour, we got a brand new burger that's going to get started. I got a note from Tara Beam with the Roadhouse Diner in Great Falls. We were there yesterday doing our lunchtime event. We're going to be at Metals in Butte today around lunchtime doing a similar deal. But we were at the Roadhouse Diner yesterday, and King Kai Stewart, the bare knuckle fight champ who joined us on the radio, Tara Beam from Roadhouse Diner joined us on the radio, and now they're going to use King Kai's cracked skull pepper in one of their upcoming burger specials. So it's got a little bit of that alpine touch, you know, the seasoning made here in Montana, and then King Kai's cracked skull pepper in an upcoming burger special. See, we like to make things happen around here. Speaking of making things happen, we are broadcasting live from Brett's RV and Marine here in Butte, America this morning. And it's so great to be here this morning. But they can make some things happen for you here in Butte as well at Brett's RV and Marine with their new location up and running for about a year now. Just had their one-year anniversary. We've got Air Force veteran and the store manager here, Brad Elkins, with us. Brad, thanks for hosting us this morning.
Aaron, always a pleasure to have you. That burger gives new meaning to packing a punch, I'd say.
Yeah, that's right. LOL. Yeah. You got the dad jokes. The dad jokes, yeah.
No, it's a pleasure to have you out here at 5200 Harrison Avenue. Anything you would need as far as boats, travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, we have the whole complement of the Brett's inventory here available to the customers.
And you got a couple of events coming up.
So on the 3rd, we're going to be having a customer appreciation day. We're going to invite anyone from the community, any former customers, any potential future customers. We're going to invite everybody out, kind of let them roam free on the lot. There'll probably be some refreshments and stuff served there as well, complimentary of Brett's. And we're going to have a drawing for one of these Green Mountain grills. We're going to be giving one of those away. This little guy here, the little Prime 2.0 smoker.
You could put that on the back of a pontoon if you wanted.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, to go over the river, through the woods, wherever you want to go, it will go with you. We'll be giving another way on the 31st of July.
And not only that, but you already started. You've got 99-cent propane. You just started it yesterday. Was your launch date here in Butte, and apparently it was insane.
It was a hit. 99-cent propane. Of course, we're limited a little bit by some of our personnel and some of our hours, but we're working on that. But, yeah, come on out, get 99-cent propane. It's the deal of the century as far as propane goes. We put about 50% of our current tank out yesterday, so it's moving. Yeah, come on down, see us.
You people want to take advantage of that, especially with high energy prices everywhere else across the board. You can come here. By the way, come here to Brett's. Join us on the microphone live from Brett's RV in Butte. We're going to chat with Colt Anderson, NFL Grizz great, and what he's got going on in Butte today. You're going to hear that conversation right after this.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. How cool to catch up here with a Montana Grizzly great, a former NFL player, a local guy. Plus, he started an incredible clothing company with Uptop. You guys have seen the Uptop logo everywhere. I'm sure everybody's got some Uptop gear. Colt Anderson, great to see you here in Butte, America.
Aaron, thank you for having me. Yeah, it's great to come back to my hometown and see familiar faces.
still coaching in the NFL for the Tennessee Titans. There's a lot of Montana connections with the Tennessee Titans over the years.
Yeah, yeah. So it's my first year. I spent the last 4 years in Cincinnati as an assistant special teams coach, and now, you know, I got a little promotion down in Tennessee and became the special teams coordinator. And yeah, you know, talking about the Montana connections, you know, Mark Mariani, a guy I played with from Havre, he's down there, and you know, as luck would have it, I actually spent the first 4 months, you know, living on his couch. So before my family and I moved down there, so it was great to catch up with Mark. Love that guy, one of my good friends.
Yeah, it's so cool too to see, you know, having a radio show that's statewide in Missoula and in Bozeman, for example, catching up with just these former players who were rivals, whether they were Bobcats, whether they were Grizz, but are now doing cool things in the business front and on the business world and coming back home to Montana as well.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, Montana's a special place. I think it's in our blood, our DNA to come back to Montana, to give back. And yeah, it's just a great place to, you know, be raised, and love coming back here as much as I can.
Yeah. You, would you graduate about 2008 from the University of Montana roughly, and then several years in the NFL? What was it like just playing in the NFL?
No, it was amazing. Yeah, I finished my college career in 2008, graduated college in 2009, ended up playing 9 years in the NFL, took a couple years off, then got into coaching in 2020, which just happened to be COVID year. So that was an interesting transition. But yeah, spent the last 4.5 years coaching, and was very blessed to you know, play as long as I did. Didn't come out completely healthy, but I'm able to, you know, play a catch with my kids and run around, you know, ACL, some meniscus, some played some arms, but it was a blessing to play, you know, those 9 years, and, you know, play with a bunch of great teammates, you know, learn from a lot of great coaches. So very fortunate to play and now coach.
You know, you talk about, you know, coming out with a little bit of injuries. I was talking with some military veterans, and one guy was saying, you know, I've been talking with other guys my age, and all their backs hurt, and they've all got this problem. At least we got to do some cool things, you know.
Yeah, I think that just, you know, we had a trainer, and you come in there, as I was getting older, you know, I'd come in with a, you know, knee was bugging me, so, you know, elbow was bugging me. You know, he'd say, you know what, Colt, I think you just got a case of the OLDs. I'm like, OLDs? He's like, yeah, you're just getting old. And so, you know, it just kind of comes with the territory. As you start getting older, yeah, things start breaking down a little bit. But, yeah, I still feel like I'm in pretty good shape, you know, relative to guys that are, you know, getting close to 40 like I am. So, yeah, I think everyone's pretty much beat up and hurt a little bit, and their back's aching a little bit too. So it's good.
You got a good story that goes with it. And now you're giving back. I want to definitely talk about your Up Top brand and just the huge success that's been as well too. And of course you got that Montana connection with it through and through that you see in all the products. But the Dream Big Foundation, I saw our buddy Tommy O'Neill here in Butte wrote about your sports camp that's basically kicking off today. And then I know you got some kids coming to town tomorrow as well. Talk about the Dream Big Foundation and what you're doing over the next couple of days here in Butte.
Yeah, so, you know, I think it was 2015 or 16, we decided to start a little camp. That camp evolved into a camp of creating a foundation, primarily with the focus on giving back to the community and the kids. And so 2017, 18, my wife and I created the Colt Anderson Dream Big Foundation. And it's really cool. We put on we host this 2-day event. Tonight it kicks off called our street concert, our summer kickoff party, where we have Keith Sayers, who's an FMX freestyle motocross guy, and he's got a great lineup. You know, they do those bikes, motorbikes, they do all the flips, which is really cool. We'll close the street down in Uptown Butte. And then we got a couple guys from Butte, Montana, Levi Blum and Tim Montana, who are, you know, musicians who will perform tonight too. So all free to the community. And then tomorrow we got youth camp, K through 8th grade, call it a football skills camp, up at Naranchi Stadium at Butte High. Again, it's free. It's sold out, unfortunately. But yeah, we're pushing about 600 kids. And yeah, unfortunately, we had to close it down just from a liability standpoint. But excited to get out on the field tomorrow. And then tomorrow night, we host this auction. Tomorrow night, it's going to be up at Metals Bank. We raise a bunch of money. And then ultimately, you know, throughout the year, we have a the foundation gives back to the community, to the youth, through grants, through scholarships. We work very closely with teachers, through their implementing programs, whether it's incentive-based programs, supplying. We have a pantry program we started with all the schools here in Butte, where the kids can go and really just get anything they need, from food to clothes, basic needs, deodorant, soap, free, no charge to those kids. So, it's very important for these kids to feel like they have everything they need. And so we're providing that. And, we couldn't do it without the support we have with all of our board members. And then ultimately, with the schools, with the teachers and then the community.
Yeah, I knew Tim Montana was having his big show tonight, because that was partly why I wanted to do our show here from Butte today. It was because I was like, man, Tim Montana's in town. I tried to get up to the Wise River Club last weekend, do some stuff from up there, but Tim Montana, he's like, man, I'm in Europe. But now he's back in Butte today in the show. I didn't know his show was also connected with the Dream Big Foundation, so that's great how you guys are partnering up together. And then here we are at Brett's RV and Marine, the brand new Butte location. Just had their one-year anniversary on the ground.
All right, let's hold it right there. We'll hold it right there. Quick break. Back with you live from Brett's RV in Butte.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we've got more of our conversation here with Colt Anderson, the University of Montana Grizzly football great NFL player, and then, of course, now coaching with the Tennessee Titans as well. But, he's given back, and he's given back in a big way with his Dream Big Foundation here today, starting today in Butte, and then more events tomorrow, as you were hearing. But, the real exciting news, of course, is the Tim Montana concert, Tim Montana back home. I chatted with Tim Montana on the phone about an hour or so ago. He's in the middle of air checks, sound checks, Zoom calls, back to back to back. But anyway, let's go back to our conversation here with Colt Anderson.
Here we are at Brett's RV and Marine, the brand new Butte location. Just had their one-year anniversary on the ground. Of course, Dustin Brett's, I know he loves Butte, and the family connections he's got here. You guys actually went to college together, so lots of Butte connections out here.
Yeah, a lot of Butte connections. Yeah, Dustin and I think we were in a class called Acting for Non-Majors in Missoula. We developed a friendship, and every time we run into one another, I ran into him last week up at Meadows Bank. He's a great guy. Obviously, a savvy businessman, and he's doing a great job. Yeah, I married a Butte girl, Megan. So, it was great to see him last week, but. Tim Montana and I went to high school together. His story is truly unbelievable. What he's come from and what he's doing. It's the typical underdog story where he wouldn't take no for an answer. Grew up, I think, no electricity, no running water up in Elk Park, and then in high school he moved to into town and he lived in an apartment. So. As you would expect, we like to hang out at Tim's house in high school. And he always had a guitar. It was always entertaining. I like to tell the story that, when we would have a talent show, he'd win first, second, and third place. And, just truly remarkable talent, a remarkable story. So fired up to get him up to Uptown Butte tonight. I think he goes on his first show. The night starts at 6 p.m. with Keith Sayers jumping. And then Levi will get on stage for about 40 minutes. Then Keith will jump again. And then I think it's about 7:45, Tim Montana will get on stage and perform his first set. Then Keith will kind of intermission. Keith will, and his crew will do the FMX show again. And then the night will end when Tim gets back on stage. So fired up to have Tim up there and put on a show, because he's such a great entertainer, and Butte's lucky to have him.
Two hometown boys giving back to their hometown. It's such an incredible story all around. We're talking here with Colt Anderson here as we're broadcasting live from Butte this morning. And, I ran into, some other Grizz greats like Tuff Harris, and what he's doing with his One Heart Warriors program is just so incredible. Talk about your Up Top clothing brand. Because, man, the moment you guys started, it just seemed like it just took off instantly. I think it's your brother who's doing a lot of the imaging work, a lot of the branding work, but it's just a great, recognizable brand and making some really good products.
Yeah, so it actually started out as a joke. It started out in college as a joke. We we like to celebrate after you know, score or a touch, interception or a big play where you jump up and you just collide in air. And you know, me and my brother just kind of coined the phrase up top. Hey, go up top. And so we jump up. And we made a shirt, I believe it was a shirt, and I started wearing it. He started wearing it. Then our buddies wanted one, so we'd print one for them. Next thing you know, we're like, dang, maybe we could actually sell some of these. And so, you know, whatever, we made 10 shirts, took the profits from those 10 shirts, turned it into making 20 shirts, took the profits from those 20 shirts, made 40 shirts. So we just kind of, you know, the domino effect, so to speak, and just kind of kept, you know, taking the profits, putting them back into the company. And now my brother runs it. He runs the whole show. Obviously, I'm busy, you know, being a coach down in Tennessee, but he's doing that pretty much everything, and he does a great job with it. But, yeah, it kind of started out as fun, and now my brother does it full time. You know, we've had a lot of support, you know, from, you know, all the customers, but even the stores that are carrying all of our product, you know, Shields, Universal, yeah. Bob Wars, all those stores are so, you know, supportive of us and our story. And really, it's about a feeling, you know, when we talk about up top, it just, you know, makes you feel a certain way. And you know, that's kind of what our brand's all about. It's enjoy the moment, whatever it is you're doing. Make sure you're having fun doing it and celebrating those moments.
Up top, and when you're in Uptown Butte, you should certainly feel like you're up top of the world in Uptown Butte. I know you got to run. You got some kids that you're giving back to for your Dream Big Foundation. I imagine you got some thoughts going through your head on what you want to share with these kids, what you want to tell these kids that are coming here for these camps. What do you want to share with folks across Montana or maybe some kids that are listening?
Yeah, I guess the biggest thing is a dream's a dream, you know, without action. If you want something, you got to go get it. You know, but it starts with being a good guy, a good girl, high character. You got to be committed. You know, it's all about just pursuing your dreams, having a vision, and then executing it. And whatever it is, you can do it. But you got to be a good person first and do the right thing. So, the main thing is, you know, we bring in, you know, some NFL players. We bring in a girl from Whitefish, Montana that competed in the Olympics as a freestyle skier. So you know, we try to put a face. It's amazing. You know, anytime I'm in public, people are always like, dang, I thought you were a little bigger. And I'm like, yeah, thank you. But the same thing happened for me, too, when I went to college. I was very fortunate to have a guy named Tim Houck who played, I think, 13 years in the NFL. And he's about my size. And I saw him, and I thought the same thing that a lot of kids think when they see me is I thought he would be bigger. But what it really told me is that it didn't matter how big you were. You know, the whole cliche, it's not, you know, the size of the dog, not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog. And, you know, Tim really showed me that and, you know, kind of paved the way for me. And so that's what, you know, showing all these kids, you know, bringing some celebrities into town you know, letting them see these people in person and you know, asking questions like, hey, how did you get there? What do I got to do? What can I work on? You know, so it's a really cool event that we put on. And yeah, I got to run here in a little bit. My friend Lorenzo Alexander, he played 15 years in the NFL. You know, it's another great story. He started out in the NFL as a D lineman, and then he moved to linebacker, and that's where he and I, you know, played together in Buffalo, where he was a stack linebacker. He ended up making the Pro Bowl 2 times. So he's on his own dime, he came up here, and he's hosting 15 kids mainly from Butte, but also surrounding area, where he's putting on this free camp, linebacker camp. And so I'm going to go up there and watch him. I'm going to learn from him because I think you can always learn from these guys. And I'm excited to get up to Butte High and see what he does with these 15 high school linebackers.
Well, Colt Anderson, it's been incredible catching up with you, and an honor to see you here in person. Thanks for coming down, freeing up some time for us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I love that line that he had there where he said it's not about the size of the dog in the fight. It's about the size of the fight that's in the dog. What a great line. It's crazy. I've gotten to meet a number of these really just incredible, you know, NFL players from Montana. You know, they have the Montana Football Hall of Fame banquet. In fact, I think they just had their banquet last week, and I missed it this summer, unfortunately. But, you know, got to see so many of these. And a lot of these guys, unless they're the big, massive, you know, linemen, yeah, you look at them and you're like, man, they're really fit. They're really in shape. But you would assume that they would have to be just massive to be playing in the NFL, especially when they're getting tackled by some of those massive linemen. But that just shows that these guys are just, you know, 100% pure muscle, pure heart. And that's what they put on the field. That's what they put in life. And as that guy's shown, he does it every step of the way. And that's why he's succeeding in business. That's why he's succeeding in coaching for the Tennessee Titans. That's why he's putting on this successful camp for these kids. So cool, too, you know, being here in Butte. I caught up with one of my former classmates, Christine Tutty Johnson, now out there in the Missoula area. And she's a great Butte gal. And I can't remember how many brothers and sisters she's got here, the Tutties in Butte. There's probably around a dozen of them or so. I ran into her sister. And then the priest and Helena is her cousin. So I ran into them at Shelley's Cafe about a month or two ago when we were up in Helena. And so, but she said she's bringing her kids all the way over from the Missoula area to get them in on the Dream Big action here over the next couple of days. So that's very cool. All right, listen, we've got a couple of minutes before our next break. And then after that, I'm going to play. We got permission to share some of the audio. Navy SEAL veteran and Republican U.S. Senate candidate Tim Sheehy was on with Mark Levin on his national radio show last night. A bunch of listeners were messaging me about it. I didn't get a chance to hear it yet, but we'll play a little bit of that conversation for you coming up after this. Microphones are open for you if you want to come down and join us at Brett's RV and Marine, or like this great gentleman right here and a few others this morning, come in, get a donut, some coffee, just come in and say hi. One thing I didn't get a chance to share with you yesterday or the day before, I mentioned Speaker of the House Matt Regeer out of Kalispell stopped in to see us for Tuesday's show. But then at 9 o'clock, he had a Zoom call he had to be on, you know, some important meeting. So he couldn't be with us for our statewide show. So I recorded a quick conversation with Speaker of the House Matt Regeer. Here you go.
Yeah, great to have Speaker of the House Matt Regeer here join us at Penco Power Products in Kalispell. Mr. Speaker, we talked a little bit earlier about, you know, illegal alien invasion and what the legislature is looking to tackle on that front. But property taxes, you helped usher in some property tax relief. I think we got another round of property tax relief checks going out soon. But what's also clear is we need comprehensive property tax reform. We've got to scrap this current system that we've had for decades. It's been, you know, taxing people out of their homes for quite some time now.
Yes, we do need some big changes there to property tax, and there's a lot that we can do. I mean, they'll say that it's very complicated, and it is when you dive into it, but there are also some simple things we can do. The bed tax that is paid by a lot of tourists that come here to our state, 3% of that goes to our general fund, the state general fund. We're running a surplus all the time. We don't need that money. Give that back to the city, county of origin where that came from, and that relieves the burden from homeowners paying the property tax. So something as simple as that, we can implement a lot of those. Take the lottery. Lottery revenue that was supposed to go to education, which is now being paid for by a lot of homeowners, property tax. So give that lottery money back to education, and so it's not on the backs of property taxpayers.
Well, and we've got to rebuild our industrial base in parts of the state as well. I mean, for decades, radical liberal judges, the environmental groups, Democrat Party policies have destroyed the timber industry. They're attacking oil, gas, coal. They're attacking agriculture. And we've lost some of that industrial base, which means we've lost some of that industrial property tax base too. So we've got to rebuild that industrial base.
Absolutely, Aaron. And it's not just some, we're losing a lot. You know, you go up and watch a Libby Loggers football game, it's like, can you really be the Loggers anymore? All the mills are gone. And just one mill closing, I remember looking at the property taxes of that and how that ripple affects out to everybody else. And it's just an exponential burden to the property taxpayers once again.
All right, we got to hold it right there.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
The U.S. House Natural Resources Chairman Bruce Westerman has introduced the Fix Our Forests Act, which is aiming to enhance forest thinning on federal lands to prevent wildfires. The bill proposes the creation of fire sheds for prioritized thinning and prescribed burns, supported by some conservation, timber, and agriculture groups. The bill seeks to mitigate bureaucratic delays and litigation, but has been criticized for potentially reducing public input and scientific consultation. The bill also admits a contentious provision requiring wildfire suppression within 24 hours in certain areas. The legislation also includes measures to streamline environmental reviews and establish wildfire risk reduction programs.
Join the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA is the oldest and largest national cattle industry organization working to defend your interests in Washington, D.C. And there are big benefits to being a member. You'll get news you can use in the National Cattlemen, email updates in the NCBA Beef Bulletin, plus big discounts only for NCBA members. Join by calling 866-233-3872 or online at ncba.org.
over 900 head of slaughter cattle sold to Miles City Livestock this week, with slaughter cows steady to a dollar higher, ranging from $102 to $155 a hundredweight. Slaughter bulls, $132 to $193. I'm Lane Northline.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so great to see so many of our great listeners here at Brett's RV and Marine, broadcasting live this morning. A lot of folks just dropping in, grabbing a cup of coffee, saying hello. Earlier, I also got to catch up with some listeners with the Southwest Montana Veterans Food Pantry and Services as well. And so cool. I mean, they're doing work. They're delivering meals to veterans all the way out in Victor, Montana, you know, in the Bitterroot, south of Missoula. And then, of course, covering folks in the Deer Lodge, Butte, Anaconda area as well. And it was cool to hear how they drew inspiration from, you know, the veterans pantry in Kalispell, and how they still, you know, talk back and forth and share ideas. And it was also cool to hear how they drew inspiration from my friend Chris Grudzinski, my old squad leader in the infantry back in the day, who started up the Veterans Meat Locker, and what they're doing, you know, handing out, you know, just a bag full of, you know, beef and elk meat and bison, deer, you know, venison, you name it, fish, and just showing up. And the thing that Chris has told me, and the same thing that the Woods told me from the Southwest Montana Veterans Food Pantry and Deer Lodge, is the same thing, is that, like, even I mean some of these folks out there really need the food, and they needed the food 3-4 years ago, before inflation really started skyrocketing. So, man, think about how much more they need that food now, given all the inflation that we've seen from across the country. And so, but even more than the food, it's just the fact that they show up. Somebody shows up to say hello and shake their hand and look them in the eye and just trade stories about their service from back in the day. That's what really means so much, even more than the food. So it was cool to catch up with them, and they dropped in a little earlier. They got a poker run coming up here later in August if you want to check them out and get to be a part of that. But we've been doing these border security rallies all across the state. Started in Missoula Monday night, had another great event in Great Falls last night. Tim Sheehy dropped in as well in his capacity, you know, as a Navy SEAL veteran, as a guy who started a tech business he was hoping to focus that business on border security. But basically the Border Patrol guides told him, like, hey, we'd love to have this technology, but man, Washington doesn't care about border security. So, man, I'd use your technology elsewhere. So that's when he took his technology business and focused it on aerial firefighting. So he was able to drop in and join us for our border security rally last night. Again, not talking about party politics and elections, but just talking about policy and getting his perspective as a Navy SEAL veteran who was also the CEO of an aerial firefighting business and then another tech business that, you know, helped our military overseas, basically taking the tools that he learned, that he got to use, that he got to see as a Navy SEAL, and say, why aren't we applying this on our southern border for border security? And then, hey, we could apply these same concept to fight fires. And then that's exactly what he did. In fact, I saw his super scoopers in action. I remember last summer or was it the summer before, when I was driving up to Kalispell for the Governor's Cup. And, you know, passing our lead, you could see these super scoopers just dive bombing down the mountains, dropping the retardant on the fires to help save homes and to help save lives. And it's absolutely incredible. While we were at the, no joke, literally, he dropped in at our border security rally and chatted with folks there for a few minutes. And then, no joke, within like 10 minutes, I'm getting emails from our listeners across the state saying, hey, Aaron, Tim Sheehy is on with Mark Levin right now. And I'm like, I know, but I'm at this border security rally. We got permission to use this audio. He was, of course, Mark Levin airs on several of the stations that carry Montana Talks as well. So on some of the stations that are getting us right now, you get Mark Levin later in the day. Anyway, I think our producer Travis has it queued up back in studio. We'll play just a few minutes of this back and forth with Tim Sheehy and the great one, Mark Levin.
You know, America, the Senate is up. at least a third of the senators, and we're supposed to win a lot of seats since there's only 10 Republican seats that are being defended. But we have this little issue with integrity and honesty. We have some of these Democrats who run in fairly red states who go far left because, you know, they're six-year terms, and they'll vote with Schumer, they'll vote with Bernie Sanders, they'll vote with Elizabeth Warren, they'll vote with the radical left kooks. And then as election time comes around, a year, 18 months out, they move to the center. And then they raise all kinds of money explaining how, you know, they can work with both sides and get things done and so forth. And one of them is this guy that's been hanging on with the 1940s haircut, the senator from Montana, Tester. And he's running against Tim Shee, the Republican nominee for the Senate in Montana. And I thought it would be wise if we have Tim Shee with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Mark. Longtime fan.
Thank you. Thank you. So tell everybody about you and this race and why it's important.
Well, listen, I mean, the Senate is a structural body. It was built by our framers to be that way. You know, the House is meant to turn over rapidly and be a direct reflection of the will of the people. The presidency, a little bit further removed. But, you know, the modern presidency is really like a tide. It comes in, it comes out. One guy issues a bunch of executive orders. The next guy repeals. And the Senate was built to be a structural body that is slow-moving but very impactful to the future of the country. And this race, as you well know, is the deciding race for control of the Senate here in 2024. All these radical policies pushed through by Joe Biden that this Senate has rubber-stamped, Kamala Harris has broken more ties than any other vice president in the history of our country in just 3.5 years. And that's due to one person, John Tester, because at no point did he break with his party and stop the lunacy that was coming down the pike. Joe Manchin did. Kirsten Sinema did. That's why they're independents now. That's why they're leaving the Senate. John Tester never had the moral courage to do that, even though he represents a state that Donald Trump carried by 20 points. He's currently leading by 23 points in our state. And we have a loyal Marxist foot soldier in John Tester who 100% Planned Parenthood, F from the NRA, lockstep voting record with Schumer and Biden, the number one recipient of lobbyist money, out-of-state dark money in the entire country of all candidates, presidential included. He's bought and paid for by the lefty lobbyists, and he's always there support. He even voted to allow boys and girls sports this year. So he is a full-on leftist, and you hit the nail on the head, Mark. Every 5.5 years, he's a gun-toting, Bible-thumping, border security Republican, even though his voting record belies that. So it's time to retire him. We have to take the Senate this cycle, because if Donald Trump wins and doesn't have the Senate, he's not going to get anything done. And if he doesn't win and we don't have the Senate, we've got 4 more years of lunacy coming down the pike. It's an important race. We've got to save America. 104MT.com, where folks can learn more.
Say that again. What's the site?
104MT, 104MT.com.
Okay, let's put that on our sites, Mr. Producer. Now, give us a little bit of your background, a little bit of Tester's background.
Well, I never thought I'd run for politics. This is my first run for office ever, so got kind of a cold bore shot here coming out of nowhere going for the Senate. But the reality is, you know, I felt a deep call to serve here, and some of our other representatives say, listen, this is an important race, and we need a new generation of leaders. We need a young face, and we think you'd be perfect for it. And after considering, we jumped in, and I was a Navy SEAL officer. My wife is a Marine Corps officer. We met in the military. We both served multiple deployments, combat deployments overseas, Iraq, Afghanistan, South America. I've been in 93 countries and was wounded in battle. I was proud to lead my SEALs on hundreds of missions around the world, from the mountains of Afghanistan, the deserts of Iraq, to the jungles of South America. It was an honor to lead them, and it was a dream job. I got injured, wounded and injured, so I was eventually discharged, and I started my businesses. My wife and I scraped all of our savings together and started our company from scratch in our barn in Montana. And since inception, founding, just, you know, no business background, no finance background, but all veteran founding team, we've created about 400 jobs from scratch these last 10 years, hundreds of jobs in the Montana economy, fighting wildfires, creating infrared imaging technology, computer vision software, a whole slew of innovative companies and technologies we've built. And it's all because of the hardworking, individualistic spirit of the American entrepreneur and the American veteran. And we're so proud of the businesses we've created, and it's an honor to create jobs and grow our economy here. But after watching Afghanistan fall in 2021, the disgusting, shameful withdrawal that Joe Biden architected, you know, rubber-stamped every step of the way by John Tester, my wife and I, both of whom fought there, lost friends there, we said, you know, we cannot stand by and watch this happen anymore. And I was not particularly political before that, but I knew our nation was at a crossroads. I watched bodies falling from cargo planes. I watched, as I picked up the phone, talking to my old interpreters and commandos, begging me to get them out of there. And every step of the way as we tried to get them out, this administration tried to stop us. And that was unacceptable to me. It was unacceptable. So that's when I started getting involved in politics. And this race, Mark, as you well know, we have to win the Senate this cycle, because in 26 and 28, we have a very unfavorable map. 24, we have a favorable map. We have to win. And John Tester is the key to us flipping the Senate.
All right, we'll hold it right there. We'll hold it right there. And I'll get that that audio on our website in one way or another on our Montana Talks website later today because, yeah, I definitely want to hear more of what Mark Levin had to say. Nonetheless, Mark Levin was very impressed, according to our listeners who heard his follow-on segments as well. Our shortest break of the hour, we're broadcasting live from Brett's RV and Marine here in Butte. Got some great listeners listening in on the headsets along with us as well. Stand by. Back.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I got to give a shout out to Lynn and Anaconda. He's here hanging out with us, fellow veteran as well. Yeah, throw the headset on. Even if you don't want to talk on the mic, you can listen in on the show through the headset there. And I know they got it playing on the camper here in the showroom at Brett's RV in Butte as well. But it's not just here in Butte. Man, we got great folks from Anaconda dropping in. We had folks from Deer Lodge dropping in. So that's why they call KXTL Southwest Montana's news talk leader. And by the way, before I forget, hey, you know, some of you are working right now. You're busy right now. You've been running kids around right now. Maybe you're free for lunch. Come see us. We're going to be at Metals. We'll be at Metals Sports Bar and Grill starting around 11:30 a.m. until about 1 p.m. And we're going to have free gift cards for you to help you fight inflation. Thanks to our friends, it's going to be paid for by Americans for Prosperity Montana. That's also who is hosting this border security rally in Bozeman tonight. And not only that, but then after the border security, I'll be emceeing that border security rally with Chief Clem, who all of you got to hear earlier this week on the show for a little bit. Then after that, they're going to have a debate watch party. So you can actually watch the presidential debate that's tonight between Joe Biden and Donald J. Trump. You can watch the debate after the border security rally as well. You guys got a chance to hear from Chief Chris Clem. But there's another very interesting speaker who is also speaking at these border security rallies. His name is Jordan Fischetti, and he was an immigration lawyer for 6 years. So he knows the ins and outs and the gaps in our immigration laws right here in America right now. And I know, you know, a lot of us were thinking, man, people don't want to talk immigration law. They don't care about immigration law right now. They want our borders secure. And then we can talk about immigration down the road. But actually, he has some very compelling information that talks about how these, just like we have gaps in our security in our southern border, right, not just gaps, a massive flood of illegal aliens coming across, about how our law is being undermined right now and how there are cracks in our immigration laws right now as well. And basically, this was the big thing that stood out to me. The point that Jordan Fischetti was making is that right now we have a system that is, well, not just a system, an administration run by Joe Biden and John Tester, which is rewarding bad actors and punishing good actors. So they're rewarding the bad people and rewarding and punishing the good people. Farmers in particular, if you're a Georgia farmer and you want to hire some farm workers and you want to use the immigration system to get some farm workers because you can't get anybody to do the job here in America for whatever reason. They make it very hard on you and you have to follow all these burdensome regulations. And then you probably still don't even get the people to actually fill the jobs. But you go down the street and you got somebody else who says, you know what, I'm not even going to mess with it. I'm just going to hire some illegal aliens. And not only does the government not really even go after them, but the federal government is basically incentivizing them. And so he makes a very compelling case. He also talks about how the asylum system is totally being taken advantage of and being abused right now. Travis, and then some of our listeners, I hope you can hear this audio. I recorded the audio during his speech because I was like, man, he's saying some very interesting stuff. I hope you can hear this audio. This is from the border security rally from Kalispell, and then we had a similar one in Great Falls last night as well.
Just on top of a lot of that, gotaways, I want to talk a little bit also about bailouts. What we're seeing right now is a system where people are coming to the border and they are giving themselves up, knowing that they are going to be released into the interior, and they might be here for 5, 10, 15 years, maybe the rest of their lives. Meanwhile, while Border Patrol is doing that, while Border Patrol is processing asylum seekers, they're not doing what they signed up to do, which is actually protect us from threats. So, I was a lawyer for 6.5 years before coming here. And I can tell you, right, that a lot of people coming over, they had real fears of returning back home. They would talk about family members that were killed. They would talk about people that unfortunately were raped in front of them. Sometimes they would come in with scars. But at the end of the day, more often than not, they're people.
Okay, it sounds like, looks like my audio's cutting out here on my system, but that's all right. I'll be back in studio tomorrow. I was trying to play that off of my cell phone, and my cell coverage is a little hit or miss here this morning. But he basically talked about the whole system is basically being abused right now. And then, of course, on top of that, you've got the 1.8 million gotaways, and that's just the people that we know about. And there's even more than that that are streaming across our southern border, as Chief Clem told us yesterday. In just the last 2 years alone, 50,000 Chinese nationals being caught crossing our southern border. And, of course, China is not the friendliest country right now. So do you think China might be taking advantage of our wide-open southern border in order to infiltrate some bad actors? Of course they are. But another great point that Tim Sheehy made when he came in is he saw the attacks that were coming into Afghanistan from Iran. Iran was funneling in fighters and technology to kill our American troops. And it was a one-way attack from their side of the border into the country where our troops were stationed at. But we weren't able to respond. And meanwhile, Joe Biden and John Tester were sending plane loads full of cash out there back to Iran, the same country that was launching this one-way attack against our troops into Afghanistan and into Iraq. What's happening on our southern border right now? The same exact scene, same thing, a one-way attack into and against America. And yet all they do is keep sending all your money to all these other places and all these other people. All right, we're back in studio tomorrow taking your phone calls and more.